talking this morning about this this receipt that I discovered yesterday. I've had it for 2 weeks. I used it to clean up some salsa that I spilled on my coffee table. What?
You can so tell you're a bachelor. Gosh.
Yeah. It's not the most absorbent thing in the world, but you can scrape it up and then fold it up. And as I folded it, that's when I saw the email address, and I go, huh? What's this? And I that seems like that'd be something I'd remember. You know, someone taking the time to write something on the back?
Yeah.
Unless I was just in a haze or something. I don't know.
You're gawking at something else?
Yeah, maybe.
Could be. Maybe she was just really fast.
Yeah, very sneaky. Mm-hmm. Or, oops, I dropped something, and it actually was down there. She scribbles it on or something. So we're talking about the possibility of you actually, you know, pursuing something like that. You get an email address on a receipt. Mm-hmm. And, you know what, I have to say, if I had known who it was, like if it was someone who was pretty good looking, I guess, it probably changed my thought process a little bit. But I don't even know who it was at all. No?
No.
What? Superficial much? Is that what?
Yeah.
539-9750 or 238-0975 for your thoughts. Go ahead.
Hey, man, are you sure it wasn't just an email address that you wrote on the back of it?
I'm positive. Positive.
Hey, man.
I have a notepad that I carry around with me, so if I wanted someone's email address, I'd just write it on there. Not on a receipt. And I don't think I was drunk at the time, you know, to have that. And I didn't have that receipt in my pocket for a while. I come home and empty my pocket, so it was just laying there on the coffee table for a couple weeks.
Wow.
So yeah, I thought about that, too. What if I had just taken it out as a piece of scrap paper? But, nah. Uh-uh. That
sucks, man.
I know. It really
does. If I was you, I'd find that gas station, go back to it, and scout the place. And if anybody's halfway decent looking, reply to the email address.
No, I've already established that no one there is decent looking.
Wow.
What, Jerry?
Trap, man.
Jerry Ann forehead slap. Well, I haven't named the gas station.
I know. It's just...
It's a gas station in Manhattan. There you go. That doesn't narrow it down too much.
I think it's a trap, bro. I would just...
It's a trap?
I'd put the email address up, outside, out of mind.
Yeah, I thought about throwing it away, but I just had that curiosity factor where I almost wanted to see what if that was their intention. Were they trying to get a date out of the deal?
Like Jerry Ann said, though, I mean, she could kill you.
You're right.
And that would be a downside to the whole
A little bit of one. Thanks for the call, man.
No problem.
See ya. Yes, that's right. On my coffee table right now is a receipt that's glued together with some salsa. Sitting there. I guess I could have written it down or something to see if I'm not going to do anything with it. That's one of those things where maybe I could be a different person and write an email to some random woman who I'm likely not interested in. Maybe I could be that person.
I could write her and ask her what her intentions were. I won't.
I know you won't. I'm not going to give you the email address.
I know.
Are you sure you want to write her and see what her intentions were? Or you want to write her and...
Maybe both.